escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game week Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. We are talking college football on the radio program today. However, there are other sports going on as well. Major League Baseball marching towards its postseason. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, is an absolute dog. We'll talk a little baseball later on in the show. We've got to get some NFL in here as well. We have got a gazillion things to cover on the radio program today. And I know what life is for you right now. Life for you is, can we just make it to Thursday? Can we just get to Thursday late afternoon? Because Thursday late afternoon, it's a big day. It's a big day. Because Thursday late afternoon, college football gets underway. It got underway on Saturday, but now we wait for Thursday night. Because while the games aren't super sexy, there are some interesting teams that are playing on Thursday. 5:30 in the afternoon. When you get off of work, you head back to the crib. You got half an hour to get home, to get those wings and beer ready to roll. Because at 5:30 p.m. at Raymond James Stadium down in Tampa, Florida, the South Florida Bulls play host to the Boise State Blue Turf Smurfs. Now, on its surface, that game may not feel super sexy, but the Blue Turf Smurfs are a team that a lot of folks believe will make their way back to the college football playoffs this year as the Group of Five representative. Later on in that day, Dave Doran's NC State, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack, pound, 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 will be at the crib playing ECU. Clemson fans, you ought to be interested in that one because while it is unlikely, there is a possibility that those NC State University Wolfpackers might be in the ACC title game against you. And you know, as well as I do, Dave Doran, he don't like Dabo all that much. It's not really a well-kept secret. He would love to knock you out of a playoff berth. Later on in that evening, the Duke Blue Devils, the Dukies, you gotta be kidding me, will be at the crib. That is a 9-win football team from last year. And again, the big question for Duke, do they win 9 because Manny Diaz is a dude who figured it out after his last disastrous head coaching spot? Or did Mike Elko just leave the Duke Blue Devils in the best spot they've been in since Steve Spurrier was the head coach 10,000 years ago? We'll get our first look at the answer to that question Thursday night at 7:30 when Elon comes a-calling. Nebraska is on the road at Cincinnati. A lot of people, myself included, Denton Day of the BetMGM Network, who, by the way, will be joining us at 9:20 on Wednesdays, a weekly moving forward to talk college football. He thinks Nebraska, he doesn't just think Nebraska's going to be good this year. He thinks there's a chance Nebraska could win the Big Ten outright this year behind Dylan Raiola and Matt Rhule in the game. We'll talk about that. Wisconsin is back home at Camp Randall this year. I look at Nebraska the same way I look at North Carolina. Come on, raise up in the ACC. Absolute wild card. I have no idea. No idea what Wisconsin's going to be this year. They could be 10-2. They could be 6-6, and I got no idea where they're going to match up in the middle. Then we just got to wait till Thursday. Same situation. Got a bunch of interesting team plans. The Rock Chalk Jayhawks, the Auburn Tigers, Georgia Tech, Colorado's Friday night at 8:00. You think I'm doing anything? Nope. You can find me on the couch. And then, of course, we make it to Saturday. So I know what your week looks like. Your week is just you trying to do the absolute bare minimum at work to make it to Thursday. You are doing nothing this week but trying to kill the clock. Tick tock, tick tock. Until we get to Thursday night, and it's football night in America, ladies and gentlemen. Part of successfully accomplishing that mission is getting to work, ignoring your responsibilities, and instead talking sports with the coworkers that you actually like. But in order to do that and not feel like a big dummy, you got to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you got to know what's going on in the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, you've come to the right place, because every single day, just after 7 a.m., Lonzo and I do this. Lonzo getting really excited. Saturday night, Death Valley North, the cow and meow offense of the Clemson Tigers taking on the LSU Tigers. I'm actually really excited about that game. That's going to be spectacular. But we got to do the water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. Item number one. It is official. South Carolina, you have a running back. I mean, you did have a running back, but now you got the running back you wanted. Raisul Faison has been granted an additional season of eligibility by the NCAA to play this season. The Utah State transfer, who earned second team All-Mountain West Conference honors last year and did so only because Ashton Janti was in the same conference, did indeed get the seal of approval from the NCAA. Athletics Director Jeremiah Donati wrote on Twitter, quote, "I applaud the NCAA for looking at all of the facts in Raisul Faison's appeal and making the right decision today. He has been patiently waiting for this decision, and we share in his excitement to have one more year of eligibility and be a member of our football team this year." Faison was the number 5 running back in ESPN's Transfer Portal Top 100 rankings, will be a 7th-year senior this fall, and according to ESPN, quote, "is expected to make a significant impact in a South Carolina offense that must replace all SEC running back Raheem Sanders." Faison was expected to enter the NFL draft after rushing for over 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns at Utah State, but instead opted to enter the portal after the NCAA issued a blanket waiver in response to the case of Vandy quarterback Diego Pavia, granting an additional year of eligibility to former junior college transfers who would have exhausted their NCAA eligibility following last season. He is 25 years old, spent 2 years at Snow College in Utah. You know, we got to go look at their merch now, right?
Snow College.
Utah. We got to go look at their college. They have
ski
the potential.
Team's amazing there.
I'm telling you right now, if they don't have a t-shirt with a hilarious picture of Scarface on it, they're missing a huge opportunity.
That's a little extreme.
And also makes me laugh, and that's all I care about. They're the Badgers.
They are the Badgers.
Boring. Boring. Snow College.
Their colors are white, blue, and orange.
They are. Damn, man. You guys could have done better. Let's see. Do they have any good merch? You know I'm a merch guy. Let's see. Snow College Campus Store. At least they... it's not a bad Badger mascot. It's really not. As Badger mascots go, I've seen worse. It's unique. I'll give him that. Anyway, Faison comes over. He spent 2 years at Snow College in Utah in 21 and 22. Took online courses at Lackawanna College in Pennsylvania in 2020.
Good luck looking that one up.
I got to assume that's like that Lackawanna College has got to be a really small school, right? Like I went to, I got my bachelor's degree from Northwest Florida State College. The Red Raiders. It's a little bitty school. We did have merch, though. Named after, by the way, for those of you that care, the Doolittles Raiders that famously flew planes into Japan to prove that you could get a bomber there. They proved that we could drop the bomb on Japan to end World War II. Named our Northwest Florida State College the Red Raiders after Doolittles Raiders. Very proud to have gone to NWFSC 3-0 on Tuesday.
You know, I had a really good run.
You had like a month-long run of whooping my butt.
I did, and then I was just going to say, Lackawanna College looks like a prestigious university.
Very prestigious. He then, of course, went to Utah State. South Carolina has been working since he signed back in January to get that eligibility granted in an NCAA waiver process that Shane Beamer called, quote, frustrating back in May. When he called it frustrating. The number 13 Gamecocks open the season this Sunday against Virginia Tech at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Kickoff at 2 p.m. Eastern. Let's get to item number 2.
I quit. There it is.
Hey, we did it. Indiana favorite guard Caitlin Clark has added another. Got some extra water in that one.
No, it's the bubbles at the end.
Yeah.
So when you turn it over, the bubbles make it. And the water has to go down in the thing.
Down in the thing.
The canal or whatever that is.
Yeah, the canal.
That leads to the spigot.
Yep. Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark has added another distinction to her resume. The number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft introduced yesterday as Nike's newest signature athlete. She is going to have, starting in 2026, a signature collection released by Nike that will include sportswear, apparel, and, starting next year, a signature sneaker. Clark becomes the third active player in the WNBA to have her own signature sneak, joining Asia Wilson and Sabrina Ionescu as the three who have it as so. Clark's signature logo features interlocking C's and a smaller hidden C in the middle. I don't know why three C's, but hey, that ain't up to me. I assume the third means champ, although she's not one yet. We'll see where she gets there. Clark said, to quote, to me, this is more than just a logo. It's a dream come true. People always talk about leaving your mark in the game, and this is another way I can do that. Her logo collection will feature T-shirts, hoodies, shorts, and pants for all ages, as well as premium pieces for adults, and will be available starting October 1st of this year. A navy and yellow logo shirt will come out on September 1st here in just a few days. Clark's first signature shoe and apparel collection will debut in 2026. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark, who joins the elite level of signature athletes signed by the biggest sports brand on the planet. And let's get to item number 3. Today is cut day in the National Football League. Today is the day where NFL teams will finalize their 53-man rosters. That means there will be a lot of activity today. That activity will include a flurry of trades. It will include guys being named to practice squads. And, of course, it will mean that hopes and dreams die for NFL players or not NFL players today. Here are some of the biggest moves that have happened so far. The Vikings and Colts have made a trade. Mekhi Blackmon is headed to Indianapolis in return for a 6th-round pick next year, headed back to the Vikings. The Las Vegas Raiders have gotten a backup quarterback now as the Browns made room, I think we can say now officially, for Shedeur Sanders on their roster by sending backup quarterback Kenny Pickett out to Las Vegas. They will get a 5th-round pick in return from the Raiders. The Broncos waiving running back Blake Watson suffered a PCL strain last week, led to an injury settlement. The Rams releasing 2024 fifth-round pick Brennan Jackson, an outside linebacker who was second in the NFL in sacks in the preseason. The Bills have signed Jordan Phillips to their practice squad. The Bucs have informed inside linebacker John Bullock that he has made the 53-man roster. That was a big-time spot. We have found a handful of spots that the Broncos have waived players. Defensive back Micah Abraham, wide receiver Joaquin Davis, defensive tackle Michael Dwumafor, outside linebacker Andrew Farmer, offensive guard Xavier Truss, and guard Clay Webb have all been released. Mike White, backup quarterback, has been released by the Bills. Mitch Trubisky will be Josh Allen's backup there. The Bucs are releasing backup quarterback Kyle Trask, will revert to IR with a shoulder issue, will either get a settlement or a release and the opportunity to look for a new team. Clemson running back Phil Maffa has been placed on injured reserve by the Dallas Cowboys after a 15-carry, 59-yard, one-touchdown preseason. According to Jeremy Fowler, the plan is for Phil Maffa to be back on the Cowboys roster in the regular season. Amari Cooper has agreed to re-sign with the team that drafted him back in 2018. The Las Vegas Raiders played with them from 2014 to 2018 before being sent down to Dallas and then sent to the Cleveland Browns and Buffalo Bills. The Bills let him go. He is now a Raider one more time again. And in a story that we are going to get to here in just a few minutes from right now. Plenty more NFL news and notes that we will get to later in the show as well. But this one is very interesting. There was a narrative going around in the preseason that the Minnesota Vikings should make a move to reacquire Adam Thielen from the Carolina Panthers. Now, that is very interesting because apparently those two teams have had conversations about a trade to send Adam Thielen back to the Minnesota Vikings out of the Carolina Panthers rotation. I'm intrigued by this. And I'm intrigued by this because I think, as much as Adam Thielen has been a massive value to the Carolina Panthers, dude who is a natural slot receiver in my ever so humble but frequently correct and ball-knowing opinion, was even able to have success as wide receiver one with Bryce Young. He has been massively important. And if they can get a good price tag for him, I am totally fine with Carolina sending him back to the Minnesota Vikings. And when we come back here in just mere seconds from now, I'll tell you why. Then we wrap up the opening hour of the show. I will ask you the question. What do the Gamecocks of South Carolina need to do? What do the Tigers of Clemson need to do if Lenoris Sellers or Cade Klubnik are to win and bring a Heisman Trophy back to the upstate of South Carolina? We will talk about that coming up here in just a couple of segments. But next up on the show, is it worth trading Adam Thielen back to the Vikings? I think the answer is yes. And I'll tell you why next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So according to multiple sources, the Minnesota Vikings and Carolina Panthers have engaged in discussions that could potentially send wide receiver Adam Thielen back to Minnesota. And the reason that those negotiations have yet to come to fruition is because the two sides cannot agree on compensation for the trade just yet. Now, when I heard this story yesterday, my knee-jerk reaction was, why? Why, if you are the Carolina Panthers, would you do this? Adam Thielen has been arguably, over the last couple of years, the single most valuable asset to your offense. You can make the argument that it has been Woods and Lewis, the two guards you brought in to anchor the middle of the offensive line. You can make the argument that it has been Chuba Hubbard, the running back. You can make the argument that in the back half of last year, it was the NFL's best quarterback for the last 7 weeks of the season, statistically speaking, Bryce Young. But I think that over the past 2 years running, you would have to make the argument Adam Thielen may have been the most valuable. Not only was my guy playing out of position at large, but he was playing out of position and doing so very successfully. So why, oh why, would the Carolina Panthers even think about sending Adam Thielen out of the fold? And the knee-jerk reaction was, I will be wildly disappointed if this happens. But then I sat down last night, and I really got to thinking about it in the grand scope of things, in the overall thought about what Adam Thielen has meant to this football team. And where I landed was this. It actually makes quite a bit of sense to send Adam Thielen to Minnesota, assuming, and that is all caps, bolded, et cetera, assuming that you can get good compensation for him. And here's why. It is because you've got wide receiver depth on the depth chart. That's it. End of discussion. End of reason. Do you know what you have on this depth chart? You have new Adam Thielen, Hunter Renfrow. Hunter Renfrow, the conversation has been for a while. Can the cat make the roster? But if you have been paying attention to the Carolina Panthers in the preseason, and I'm not just talking about the games, I'm talking about in practices, and maybe just as important, I am talking about the conversations being had by names like J.C. Horn and Mike Jackson and other guys who are starting DBs for this team. Hunter Renfro has been a dog since he showed up in Carolina. If you followed the story, due to some health concerns, Hunter Renfro, who was in very good shape with the Raiders, had to walk away from football for a season. Was effectively just working a regular 8-to-5 to have something to do while he got his health right. Until one Dabo Swinney approached him and said, "Hey, bro, you're a competitor. You're a player. You love the game of football. Why don't you give it one more go?" And 2 years ago, Renfro said, "I couldn't do it. My health wouldn't let me." But he said he played a round of golf this past offseason where Dabo convinced him to give it a go. But he reached out to his agent and he said, "I do not want to go anywhere where I have to shape my game to the team. I want to go somewhere where my game fits the team." And that somewhere is Dave Canales' offense with Bryce Young at the helm in Charlotte, North Carolina. And from every account so far, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. And the more I thought about this, the more I thought about sending Adam Thielen back to Minnesota, I landed on, I want a third round pick. I would trade Adam Thielen for a third round pick. And the reason why is you're not going to get more than that for effectively a slot wide receiver who is on the wrong side of 30 years old, right? You're just not. But a third round pick for a guy that has been productive out of position for a team that, while it is better than anyone is given credit for, take advantage of the fact that everybody in coverage of the NFL is still labeling you as a joke of a franchise, right? You can say to Minnesota, "Hey, look, we're still not good, and we need all the help we can get. So if you want this guy, because you, on the other hand, you're an NFC Championship caliber team." The belief is that the Minnesota Vikings, let's put it this way, if the Vikings were in the NFC South, they are your no doubt NFC South champions. That no doubt NFC South champions. The only problem the Vikings have is that at the time that they decided to get good, as the kids on the internet say, so did the Lions, so did the Packers, so did the Bears, I assume. The NFC North is, if it's not the best division in football, is no worse than the second best division in football. And if that is the case, they're going to need all the help that they can get. Well, let's look at the Vikings depth chart as it is currently constructed. Let's look at the fact that you have got arguably the most talented wide receiver one in the game right now running as your wideout in Justin Jefferson. The kid can ball. Then you've got Jordan Addison. But keep in mind, Jordan Addison is suspended for the first four games of the year. You can replace him temporarily with Adam Thielen. Then, when Jordan Addison is back in the fold, you've got Jefferson, maybe the most talented wide receiver in the game on one side, Addison at wide receiver two, and Thielen in the slot. No, by the way, TJ Hawkinson at tight end. This is a damn good skill talent spot, but they need a slot guy. Adam Thielen is the slot guy. And, oh, by the way, Adam Thielen is a hometown guy. He's already been there. They love the guy, which means that you may be able to get a little bit of emotional cost added to it, right? You may be able to get a little bit of, "We'd really like to have a homecoming for Adam Thielen," added in there. So when I look at the Carolina roster, I've got Hunter Renfro, who has been very good since he showed up in Charlotte. Put it this way. When Hunter Renfro signed a contract to join the Carolina Panthers? The conversation was, can Hunter Renfro make the roster, right? Can he be good enough to get on as the fifth wide receiver? Now the conversation is, do the Panthers carry six wide receivers? Because you have to make room for him. That's how good this dude has been for this football team. So, as much as my knee-jerk reaction was, Adam Thielen has been wildly valuable. Adam Thielen has been, without a doubt, a massive resource and, I believe, reason for the renaissance of one Bryce Young that will continue this year. But on top of that, he's valuable. And as much as I want to keep him in the rotation because of the chemistry that he has developed with Bryce Young, I've got a guy that I trust to fill that spot in Hunter Renfro. And if I can get a third round pick, and what can I do with the third round pick? Running back down the line. If Chuba Hubbard starts to slow down. Defensive edge rusher of talent and quality. Go look at some of the guys that are stellar running defensive edge rushers around the NFL right now. A lot of them are third and fourth round dudes, right? Like, you can utilize a third round pick, and heck, maybe you get a third round pick and a little bonus, right? Maybe you get a third and a seventh, maybe you get a third and a sixth for Adam Thielen. You go, wait a minute, you guys need a slot. You got four games in a row right out of the gate, where you're missing Jordan Addison. You're going to need a guy to fill that role. And once you get Addison back, you can move Thielen to the slot, and you have the most dynamic trio of wide receivers in the National Football League. For that, I want a third and a seventh. And I bet you can get it. So the story right now is that these two sides are far apart in compensation. If I'm Carolina, I figure out a way to make it happen. Now, if it doesn't happen, not the end of the world. The question mark, as we asked a moment ago, is, how many wide receivers do you carry, right? Like, do you carry six? Could you justify, with Jimmy Horn being a potential special teams ace and kick returner extraordinaire, could you justify carrying seven wide receivers if one of them is a special teams dude? I would say, honestly, the answer might be yes. I don't love it, but it might be yes. But that is precisely the reason. That, combined with the fact that there is no one, nada, who has watched the Panthers in the preseason asking any question other than how much run will Hunter Renfro get? Not should he, not Kenny, but how much will he get? I'm sending Adam Thielen to Minnesota. I want a third back for him. I would like to add a seventh to the mix if I can. It would be worth the move for a guy who's been the most valuable piece for that offense, because the offense has evolved. The offense is better. It has upgraded. And I think you can get a little bit something back for that now. Texter said, Joey said, third or multiple late round picks and send Thielen home. I would agree with that. Texter said, would you rather have for the Panthers Caleb Williams or Bryce Young? Bryce Young, what are we talking about? Texter said, hot take, the Bears going to win the NFC North. I'm not there yet. I do think the Bears are going to be the most improved team in the National Football League this year. And Texter said, skull, skull. We got a Viking in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, what do the Gamecocks need to do for Lenora Sellers to win a Heisman? What do the Tigers need to do for Cade Klubnik to win the Heisman? I'll give you those thoughts next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. The two quarterbacks of the two big schools that we cover here in the upstate of South Carolina. Lenoris Sellers with the Gamecocks. Cade Klubnik with the Clemson Tigers. Are both short odds getters to win the Heisman Trophy this year. But as we all know, even if it is a subjective beauty pageant slash popularity contest, you still got to play for a relatively good team. You've still got to play for a team that accomplishes something. So my question for you is, and I would like you to answer it, on the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. Shoot us a text or call that number and get on the air. My question for you is, what do those teams need to accomplish in order for that to happen? I would like to point out that the last three Heisman Trophy winners, Travis Hunter with the Colorado Buffaloes, Jaden Daniels with the LSU Tigers, and Caleb Williams of the USC Trojans slash Oklahoma Boomer Sooners, although he won it with the Trojans. All of those teams were nine-win teams. None of them were playoff teams. I would make the argument overall that South Carolina specifically, I think they have to be a nine-win team. I think 9-3 is the worst that this team can do. And I have pointed out a few times, and will continue to do so, that I firmly believe that South Carolina has the most difficult final 7-week stretch of any team in college football. I believe that the Gamecock road to undefeated is maybe impossible. Certainly very difficult. And I think a lot of the reason for that is just schedule alone. I also think that because of that fact, much like I have argued for years, and I think successfully, that SEC teams get bonus points when it comes to playoff selections, I think Lenora Sellers, as a Heisman Trophy candidate, will get, as Jaden Daniels did, some level of bonus points. He didn't need it, but some level of bonus points for playing in the SEC. More importantly, for South Carolina specifically, for playing what is likely the most difficult down-the-stretch schedule of anybody in college football. I think it could be theoretically argued that South Carolina may have the most difficult overall schedule in college football this year. I do not think it is arguable. I think it is a definitive fact that the final 7 weeks are more difficult than any other quarterback in the country will face. And if that is the case, I think that there is room for 9-3 to get Lenora Sellers a Heisman Trophy. I do not think that Lenora Sellers needs to play for an SEC championship. I do not think that Lenora Sellers needs to play in a college football playoff game to win a Heisman Trophy. And I think that that is good news because, again, respectfully, I do not think that this year the South Carolina Gamecocks are going to the college football playoffs. I hope I'm wrong, because daddy gonna get paid if they do. And I'm a bigger fan of money than I am having any individual one of you, with the exception of Lonzo and my wife, liking me. So, I think 9-3 would be good enough. I don't necessarily know that that is the case for Cade Klubnik. I think if Cade Klubnik wants to win a Heisman Trophy this year, the absolute worst that the Clemson Tigers can do is 10-2. But the problem is, if they are 10-2, most likely what will have happened is what? They lose to LSU, they lose to South Carolina. If 10-2 ends up being the case, I do think that Cade Klubnik will likely have to play in and win the Atlantic Coast Championship, Atlantic Coast Conference Championship, pardon me. He will have to win outright the ACC title game, and he in particular will have to perform in it. But there is one other aspect of that. Number one, he will have to hope against hope that South Carolina is not a 9-3 team. And number two, he will have to definitively outplay Lenora Sellers in the Clemson-South Carolina game at the end of the year. I think it is very possible that Clemson sees Cade Klubnik outplay Lenora Sellers and remove a Heisman Trophy from his grasp. I think it is more possible that Clemson plays South Carolina and Lenora Sellers removes a Heisman Trophy from Cade Klubnik's grasp. Now, I know that there is somebody already firing up the phone, punching in 844-326-3663, the Hub City Spartanburger text line phone number, to say, Rob, who cares about the Heisman Trophy? It is a popularity contest. It is a subjective beauty pageant. And I know that because that's exactly how I describe it. I agree with you. However, that does not make the Heisman Trophy unimportant, at least to your school and certainly to a player. Because while it may not be something that they are going to heavily lean into, ask Travis Hunter. Being a Heisman Trophy winner certainly puts you on the radar to be drafted higher at the next level. A. And for the schools themselves, the Heisman Trophy, just like any other ring, trophy, or banner that a school can hang, becomes a recruiting tool. If you are in the mix for the next big thing at quarterback, if you are in the mix for the next big thing, and you can say to the next big thing. Hey, you next big quarterback, you next big wide receiver. We've already won a Heisman at your position and recently. Do you think that Deion, when he is sitting down with wide receivers slash defensive backs that are five-star guys that he wants, especially if they look like a dude that could theoretically go both ways on offense and defense, do you think Deion Sanders isn't going to flash some video of Travis Hunter at the Heisman Trophy celebration holding that big old trophy? Of course he is. Just like if Lenora Sellers was to win the Heisman this year, Shane Beamer gets some cred as far as putting himself into the rotation for recruitment of the next big five-star dual-threat quarterback. He could take a picture of Lenora Sellers at the Downtown Athletic Club in New York City and go, we got a guy playing your position at Heisman, and we can do it for you. We've already shown we can do it. If Cade Klubnik was to win a Heisman, while Dabo Swinney, I think himself, would tell you, I don't really care about and put a lot of stock into, and nor do the guys that I recruit, individual awards. I think a million times out of a million, Cade Klubnik would pass on a Heisman to win a Natty. I think a million out of a million, Dabo Swinney would pass on having a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback in order to win a Natty. I don't think that they are special in that regard. I think the same is true about Lenoris and Shane Beamer, and I think the same is true about literally anybody. However, that doesn't mean that they don't want both. And that doesn't mean that if they can't win a Natty, having a quarterback or wide receiver, running back, whoever, win a Heisman isn't something that they would very much want. Again, Ryan Day at Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith's going to be a dog this year in that offense. We all know the talent level that that guy has. How do you think the recruiting at wide receiver for wide receiver U is benefited if they can take a picture of him holding up a Heisman to the next group of five-star wide receivers and go, why would you go anywhere else when we have now and in recent memory proven that we can give you a Heisman? And keep in mind, in the age of name, image, and likeness, you need every little recruiting asset that you can get. You need every little advantage that you can get to hold up to a kid and go, hey, looky here. If you come play for the Gamecocks, the Tigers, the Buckeyes, the Bulldogs, the Gators, the Seminoles, the Tigers, the Bulldogs, the Tigers, the Bulldogs. There's a lot of Tigers and Bulldogs. If you come play for us, you are going to be next in line at a position that we recently proved we can help win a Heisman Trophy. And maybe you won't get the NIL payday that you would get if you went to Georgia or Alabama or Kansas or whatever. You know what you can get? You can get a trophy that says you're best of the best. We can help you elevate yourself to look like you are best of the best. And do you know who is a big fan of that? NFL teams. You may not get as much NIL here as you might at other schools. You will get more notoriety and visibility. And OBT dubs, even if you are just in a race for the Heisman, even if you just start your second or third year as a Heisman Trophy favorite, you are inherently and automatically going to get fat NIL stacks. Remember DJ Uiagalelei? He was a Heisman Trophy favorite. Was never even in a race for it. But he was a Heisman Trophy favorite. And Dr. Pepper came a-calling and gave him millions of dollars. You can do the same thing here. You're the next big name to step into the cleats of the last big name that won a Heisman here. If that is the case, you gonna get paid, my guy. So the Heisman Trophy, as much as many, if not most of us, consider it to be a popularity contest, a beauty pageant, an award that does not hold the weight that the alleged criteria of winning it, the most outstanding college football player, claims that it does, it is still a massive deal for players. It is still a massive deal for schools and their ability to get the next big guy. It would help Clemson immensely for Cade Klubnik to win a Heisman. And very quickly, because a texter said, John Heisman coached at Clemson. You don't think Clemson fans want a Tiger to win the Heisman? Of course they do. I think every college football fan wants a Heisman to come back to their school and to be celebrated for the entire run of as long as college football lasts. The point is that I don't think any of you want a Heisman more than you want a ring, right? Of course Clemson wants Cade to win a Heisman. My question is, what do they need to do to get him there? I think the answer for Clemson is you cannot be worse than 11-1, and I think you've got to at least play for an ACC title if you're 11-1. If you're 10-2, I think you got to win it. If you're 9-3, I don't think you can. For the Gamecocks, I think 9-3 is good enough to win Lenora Sellers a Heisman. If he goes any less than 9-3, he will have to be obviously the best in the game. All right, when we come back here in a minute, we got the audio blitz. We will talk to Jason Donnelly, the AD at Furman, about the newly unveiled and improved Timmons Arena and more. All of that after Lonzo gives you a Heisman Trophy caliber sports flash.
Dadgum John Heisman, coach of Clemson, boy.
Hell yeah.
What you doing? The Atlanta Braves lost to Miami last night, 2-1. Spencer Strider's record dropped to 5-12. Which is not good. After giving up just three hits and one run across seven innings, Atlanta had just three hits on the night, their only run coming from a Drake Baldwin home run, the rookie's 14th of the year in the ninth inning. Running back Rasul Faison will be available to the Gamecocks in week one as the NCAA finally approved his eligibility waiver yesterday. The former Utah State second team All-Mountain West player signed with Gamecocks in January, but had to wait for an eligibility waiver, making him a seventh-year senior. Caitlin Clark has become the newest Nike signature athlete, with the brand planning on launching a collection of shirts, shorts, pants, shoes, and more with her signature on it in 2026. Clark joins Asia Wilson and Sabrina Ionescu as WNBA athletes with the signature sneakers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.